Hello there, my name is Christian.
Hi, my name is Christian and I'm with National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much for answering. Your participation really, really matters. This will only take about 5 minutes, okay? Next question says, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yep.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
My race?
Yes.
I'm black.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress?
I vote in every election.
Okay, thank you. And if you don't mind, what is your age?
So what is your point?
We're working for National Opinion Surveys. It's for polling data regarding the upcoming elections.
Okay.
Okay. Well, next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential election. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all motivated, to a 10, where it means extremely motivated.
I'm extremely motivated, sir.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
I don't think it matters what I think myself of. That has nothing to do with the public. That's my privilege.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I don't have any comments on anything other than when I go vote.
So you don't want to say if you approve or disapprove?
I do all my saying at the polls.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
The way I look at it is, if it's not done how I feel when I go to the polls, I'll vote in the way that I feel it should be going or who should do better.
Okay. And generally speaking, how would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, about the same, or getting worse?
My personal opinion, the government should give more money to the retirees, disabled veterans. They are not getting the fair treatment. My personal opinion.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about issues facing the community now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? All right, do you think creating more jobs and raising wages would help?
Well, I think the jobs is out there. If the wages, that's not, like I said, people working, they deserve a certain wage. Just like I have done my work, I have put in my country, but I don't get back out of my country what I have put in my country.
Yeah.
That don't have nothing to do with Joe Biden. That has to do with our senators and our congressmen. They are the ones that that's fighting against each other.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means you feel cold and unfavorable. Right, how, what would you say about Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100?
I'm not going to say anything because, like I said, I see all the minds as opposed.
Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
Like I said, I see all the minds as opposed.
Okay. Give me a second here. All right, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for who would you vote?
Again, when I get to the poll, I do my vote. I do not discuss with anybody who I'm going to vote for. Because that's my private matter.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes or no?
No more. Father, what have you heard?
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Again, when I get to the polls, I do my voting. And when I vote, that vote tells me to give the person a chance to do what they do. I'm just one person trying to make 100.
Okay. Okay, and now I'd like to read you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now? And I'm gonna go down the list and you can choose, okay? Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social security net, like social security, a lack of gender, economic opportunity, and jobs in your community, raising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights on freedoms, and stagnant wages and rising costs.
Disrespect of the Holy Bible.
Which one would you say is the most important issue in the African-American community?
In the African-American community?
Yes.
It's the lowest income community there is.
Okay.
They're not going to live because they want you to work for $10.
Yeah.
You know, who can make it off of $60 a day? Tell time you make $70, half of that going to taxes. So who can make it? The congressman make more than the president. The president don't make about $280,000 a year. The congressman up $400,000-$600,000 a year. You do that, bro. You do that.
Yeah, yeah. Next, sir, your opinion for each of the following issues. Please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be a better dealing with that issue, okay? The first issue, growing the U.S. economy.
As I said, my personal opinions, I take them to the polls.
No, but I mean, who would you think is much better at that issue? Who would you think it would resolve it better?
Like I said, that's my personal opinion. I do not share that. I take it to the polls.
Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Again, you're still not listening. I don't have but one time to go and vote every 4 years for a president. When I go, I get my papers and I vote. Other than that, I do not discuss it with anyone. It doesn't matter what I am to anyone, because there ain't nobody sent me a text over here.
Okay, sir. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Fourth grade.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach towards political issues, would you describe yourself as a very... Oh, okay. You won't. Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, more, once a week, or less?
About 3 Sundays out of the month.
Okay, thank you, sir. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, how you say nearly all? Would you say nearly all, or more than half, or about half, or less than half? Hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white.
Sir, I'm gonna be honest with you. I couldn't tell you all of who's what in the neighborhood, because I don't live with them. I don't watch their houses. I come home to my houses. I wave at whoever I pass by. There's myself. There's Mexicans. Some Spanish. I mean, there's some everybody in my neighborhood.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
My grandparents was born in the United States.
Okay. Okay, and were you, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
Am I what?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And this concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? Thank you so much. Bye-bye.